We need help. Amen? Come on. So we're going for it. Here we go. The greatest gift. This will probably end up being one of my favorite messages that I've ever preached. Because God touched me this week in my office as I was studying this. And every once in a while, He's always good to me. But every once in a while, I'll go, wow. Thank you, Lord. It's just the Bible. And we'll see it today. A different way to look at Christmas. The unspeakable gift. Can you say that with me? The unspeakable gift. The unspeakable gift. Let's go. Now we're rolling. We're going to see what we got. Roger's going to unpack it for us. Let's learn this verse today and never forget it. 2 Corinthians 9:15. It's not hard. I believe you can do it. Here we go. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Now, if you read chapter 9, we're not even preaching this today. That's not where we're going. But I love this verse. And it's after a passage on giving and giving to people. And Paul's talking about people giving and giving to the ministry and all that kind of stuff. But then he ends it by saying this. Say it with me again. Thanks be unto God for His son. And that always just touched me. When I'd read that, I'd see that. I'd go, wow, wow. You know, we give and we give to help and we give to do. But wow, the thanks should go where? Thanks be unto God for His what? And that's what we celebrate, Jesus. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. And we'll get rolling this morning. Then we're going to go to a passage of Scripture that you might not think we're going to go to. We're going to go to it in just a bit. But to set the table. Now, the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, before they had sexual relations, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, because this woman he's espoused to is now pregnant, and he knows it wasn't him. And so he didn't want to make her a public example. He was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream and said, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary to be your wife. For that, say it with me, which is conceived in her, say it with me, is of the Holy Ghost. I always love the effort that the angel of the Lord made to Joseph to make this clear. This would not be a good situation or an easy situation. And that's always blessed me, this scripture. And she shall bring forth a son, say it with me, and thou shalt call his name, for he shall save his people from their sins. Is that not the greatest gift? Is that not the great? Yeah, let's thank the Lord. Is that not the greatest gift? Wow. Let's talk about it today. The greatest gift. Jesus Christ was and is the unspeakable gift. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way to God the Father. Period. It doesn't matter what other people say. It's not my job to pat people on the head and tell them what they believe is okay. My job is to give the truth. You understand? Yes or no? My job is to try to warn people not to go to hell. Amen. Say. And to tell the truth. And the truth of the matter is Jesus Christ was and is the unspeakable gift. There's no other gift like the gift of God. Okay? You can't earn Him. He's a gift. He didn't tell you to go blow somebody up to get it. He allowed Himself to be butchered so you could have it. You understand today? He's the unspeakable gift. We want to talk about Him this morning. Amen? This is good stuff. Words can't describe it. Are you kidding me? That God would love me, a sinner, would give His Son for me? That's crazy. Right? Say. Come on. It's unimaginable. It's unfathomable that God would do this. Are you kidding me? It's incredible. These are my words. I don't know what words to use. Over the top. It's indescribable. It's unspeakable. It's out of this world. Amen. Say. If you think, boy, he's crazy about Jesus. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. He loved me first. And thank God, I learned to love Him back. I learned to love Him back. And it was nothing I did. It was Somebody sharing the gospel with me. The message of Christ, that God loved me. And just as a hell-raising teenager, I was simple enough. Well, if the Bible said that, I'll accept that. And that's where He started me right there. Amen? And without faith, it's impossible to please who? We must believe. And that's what I did. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Believe in Him. Believe and accept this unspeakable gift today. Amen? Let's talk about it, though. This is incredible. I love this song, Amazing Love. How can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amen? Isn't that amazing or what? That you, my God, would die for me? Is that the most unspeakable gift on the planet? Yes or no? Say. I don't know what you want for Christmas, but baby, this is the gift. It's right here. The unspeakable gift. Now, we're going to take you to Romans chapter 5. Here we go. Romans chapter 5. And this is what I had so much enjoyment doing this week. And just looking and taking a bath in Romans chapter 5. And I'd like to share with you what I saw. And what I was encouraged with today about this unspeakable gift. Let's go, Raj. We'll move now. So God created man in His own image and His own likeness. That's how we're created. You didn't blow up. You didn't just happen. You're not an accident. Okay? That's crazy. It's not true. It doesn't work in anything else. But, oh, it works with you. It doesn't work. Go home, blow something up this afternoon, okay? Get your little model airplane, blow it up with a firecracker. Whatever. Have at it. But you better tell people because you might get in trouble, but whatever. I'm just saying. And see if it turns into like a Corvette. It's not going to happen. You were created in the image of God. That's who you are. And God created Adam and Eve. And because of Adam's sin, we all what? Now, last time I checked, how many been checking? Are people still dying? Oh, yeah. That's what the Bible says. So we're going to Romans chapter 5 now. Wherefore, as by one man, Adam, by one man, sin entered the what? And death by what? The day that you eat of that tree of knowledge of good and life, you shall surely what? And did it happen? People have been dying ever since. And death by sin. And so death did what? It passed upon what? All men. For that all have what? We've all sinned. So, that's the first thing we see. I want you to see this greatest gift, man. You can't appreciate the gift unless we talk a little bit about it today in Romans chapter 5. And then from Adam to Moses. So here's Adam. He sinned. Eve, they're sinning. And from Adam to Moses, you got all these people dying in the Bible. You read about them. Death, 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 death. They all died, just like they do today. But then Moses came. Okay, but from Adam to Moses, people kept dying. Here's what verse 13, we're just walking through Romans chapter 5, and you'll be fine. We're going to do every verse. Watch it. For until the law, sin was in the what? So with Moses, the lawgiver, came the law. Don't do this, don't do that. Here's the feast, thou shalt not, bum, bum, bum. But from Adam to Moses, people were dying. Okay? But sin's not imputed when there is no law. What's that mean? Here's the point. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Who is the fear of him to come? Here's the point. From Adam to Moses, man kept dying. And then the law came. And we're stupid. We're crazy people. We think, now I've got law. I can live good and God will save me because I'm going to be good. Here's the problem. The law came and people kept dying. You understand that or not? But we're crazy. Oh, if I live good, God will save me. Where did you come up with that? It's not in the Bible. It's the way we are, man. We got a problem. People are dying. Okay? And they're being separated from God. So the law couldn't save a man. Say that with me. The law couldn't what? And it still can't. You need the unspeakable gift. Are you hearing me today? Are you hearing me today? Come on, man. So there's a horrible problem going on, all right? That's what Romans 5 is telling us. Man kept dying. And even though it says they didn't sin after the similitude of Adam, that just means not everybody ate the fruit off the tree, okay? Just because you don't sin like I sin, guess what? We still what? We still all sin. Oh, you might not have done what I did, but I bet I ain't done something you did. Who's going to win that argument? The problem is you screwed up and I'm screwed up. We need help. the unspeakable gift. So mankind kept dying, still does, because we're all basically what? Actually, that basically word needs to be racially. Say racially. You can't read my writing sometimes, buddy. I appreciate it. Listen, we're all racially related to Adam. Say that with me. We're all what? One more time so you don't ever forget it. You're all what? Now, see, if you weren't related to Adam, you'd be all right. But I can tell who your kinfolk is when you're dead. Hello? Because in Adam, all die. We're all racially related to Adam. And we've got a problem. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. That's what I'm talking about. Let's keep looking. So Jesus Christ is the unspeakable gift. And we're just keeping rolling with Romans chapter 5. You might say, this is Christmas time. He's going crazy talking out of Romans chapter 5. I think this is the best Christmas message I've ever given. I love it. Let's keep going. So number one, we're going to see some points now. Number one, Adam's sin brought death. Jesus Christ's obedience brought life. I'd like you to say that with me. Adam's sin brought Jesus Christ's obedience. Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no what? Reputation. Okay? He humbled himself. He was made in the likeness of man. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the what? He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So through Adam's sin brought death, but Jesus Christ's obedience to be born, to come, to die on that cross, his obedience brought us what? That's the unspeakable gift. Am I boring you with this unspeakable gift stuff? I didn't think so. You seem like you're doing all right. But not as the offense, so also is the free what? For if through the offense of one many be dead, they are, Adam, boom, one, boom, everybody's dying. Much more the grace of God and the gift by what? Which is by who? All roads lead to heaven, yes or no? No. One road leads to heaven. Who's that? The grace of God, which is by how many men? Jesus Christ has abounded to who? Many. Is that an unspeakable gift? It's crazy. So Jesus Christ brings much more. And he brings, and grace abounds to all men. I love it. In the King James I use, the old Bible I use, it says much more, much more, much more. Jesus is much more than Adam. Amen? Say. He's much more. And grace abounds to us now. Number two, we're talking about the unspeakable gift. Number two, let's keep reading. Read it with me. Come on. Adam's sin brought, Jesus Christ brought justification. Let's look at the Bible. And not as it were by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to what? Because of Adam, we're all condemned. We've all sinned. Why? Because we're racially related to Adam. We've all sinned. Yeah, but I ain't as bad as whatever. You still his cousin. Come on. We're racially related to Adam, and we sin, and we're pretty dang good at it, ain't we, say? Come on. So, judgment was by one to condemnation, but help me now, we're talking about indescribable gift, the unspeakable gift. Say that later. But the free what? Is of many offenses unto what? Wow. By his being offended, by his being crucified, by his sacrifice, we are justified. We are made righteous. How's that feel? Feel pretty good? Let's thank the Lord for that one. Come on, come on. I'm right there. Woo! All right. So, when Adam sinned, he was declared what? You're unrighteous. And who declared him that? God did. And he was condemned, and so were who? We are. Doesn't it just boggle your mind sometimes, the evil that men can make up? That a couple could go to a group of people this past week that they worked with, that just a short period before, those people had thrown them a baby shower for their six-month-old baby. They go to their lunch party, whatever. Come back a few minutes later, slaughter every one of them, or as many as they could. Doesn't it, you know what I'm saying? We don't know the evil guys that lurks inside of us. Did you hear me, yes or no? Now, some of us have tried it. Some of us have pushed those limits. And we found that we don't want that in our life. And we're here today, the Church of the Living God. Amen? Say. We don't want that. Yeah, praise the Lord. We don't want that in our life. We need help. That's why we're here, man. Listen, there's a lot of evil inside of us. Come on. It comes from Adam and it goes right on down through. But thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift, Jesus. Why in the world should I brag? Because I do something good. Listen, I need to give Him all the credit. Amen? Come on. I need to give Him all the credit. When something good in my life, or I made a good decision, or I was nice, or I was this, and I'm going to brag about it. Are you kidding me? Brag on Jesus, because we're pitiful. Amen? Say. You might not have known you were that, so if this has been hard on you, hang in here. Come on. Number three, say this one with me. Adam's sin brought a death reign. Jesus Christ's obedience brought a what? Which one you want? I want the life reign. I am come that you might have what? Life. And you might have it how? More abundantly, praise God. We're just looking at Romans. For if by one man's offense death reigned, because of Adam, death reigns, it's king, death is king. Much more, I love that much more right there. Much more they which receive abundance of what? And of the gift of what? Don't you love these Christmas gifts we're seeing up here? Maybe you never saw Romans 5 with so many Christmas gifts in it. And of the gift of righteousness shall reign in what? By who? Do all roads lead to heaven or just one way? You keep seeing this 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Say, Jesus Christ, God's Son. Our union with Adam made us sinners. I'm racially related to Adam. And because of that, my union with him, I'm a sinner. Our union with Jesus Christ has made us more than conquerors. Amen? You hearing me today? Yeah, let's praise the Lord for that. I can't help it. I mean, I don't know what y'all doing. Come on. Come on, my union with Him has made me more than a conqueror. Come on, that just makes so much scripture make more sense to me when I see that. I'm a more than a conqueror through what? Him who loved me. Is that what the Bible says? Sure it does. Come on. Number four. I'm wearing y'all out on this good news, ain't I? No wonder the gospel's called the good what? Who doesn't like a gift, baby? And the worst problem we had is we're dying. And all of us are going to die. And when you're dead, last time I checked, when I look at dead people, and I've seen a lot of them, they can't move, they can't do nothing. Who are you going to trust when you can't do nothing? Say, you'd be wise to wise up right now and realize you can't do nothing now. Say that. I can't do nothing now. But believe. Amen. Say, but believe. Receive the free gift of God's grace. Hallelujah. The unspeakable gift. In one act, help me read it. Come on, you're doing good. In one act, God tested Adam. And he? In one act, help me now. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself on the cross. And he what? Come on, baby. Who you trusting in? Anytime you say, I, you're trusting in Adam. It ought to be Jesus, 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 him. Amen? Come on. Look at the scriptures. We're just walking. We started, I think, in verse 12. We're walking forward. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men. To what? Condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of what? The free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Keep looking. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made what? Oh my gosh. That's what happened. So by the obedience of one, and what's his name? Jesus. Shall many be made what? Is that clear for us or not? I know this is an old tough passage of scripture sometimes for people just read through quick. I'm thinking it's pretty simple so far. I think we're getting it. Number five. Help me now. We're getting somewhere. Say it with me. Sin abounds. But God's grace much more. Boy, sin abounds in our world, doesn't it? It abounds in our life. We're all racially related to Adam, and sin just keeps happening. But I'm going to tell you something. Grace much more abounds. God's grace is there for us. Moreover, the law entered. Why did that law come, that law to Moses? Adam to Moses, people are dying, then the law came. But the law ain't to get the people to heaven. What's the law for? Well, moreover, the law entered that the offense might what? God didn't give us his law in Scripture so that we could sin more. He gave us the Scripture and the laws in Scripture so that we could see our sin and could know how pathetic we are. Did y'all get that or not? They don't put the speed limit sign out there to say, you're a great driver. They put the speed limit signs out there to go, because you know you people don't drive just right. That's the law. It happened to me all the time. I go home to Carolina. I don't like the interstate that much. I'm a country boy. You can get me on a country road, I'm tickled. So I drive 75 to Ocala. And then I get up there to, I think it's 358, exit 358, highway 326, a short jog, and I go hit 301. How many do that way? Y'all do that way? Isn't that nice? There's only one problem. It's a great road. I'm doing 65, 70, baby. I'm booking. Woo, hey, 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 hey. We're riding down the road. I'm talking. All of a sudden, 45. Speed trap. City's up there, baby. Waldo. Who can name one? I named Waldo. Name another one. Loudy, Citra, Stark, well, they'll put you in jail. That's our big prison up there. Come on. The point is, and all of a sudden, when I pass that sign doing 65 and it's 45, I realize I'm a sinner. And that's what the law, it magnified my speeding. The law came not to save us, guys. It came to magnify our sin. And also to try to help keep us in the lanes. Say, keep us in the lanes. Just to keep us in the lanes. And we're still always swerving out of them in life, aren't we? That's the law. The law couldn't save. Wouldn't it be clever of the devil if he could get us to think that you don't need Jesus? You're good enough. You can do it on your own. Wouldn't that be clever of the devil? We're beating the tar out of that here today. Amen, say. That's a bunch of bull. Come on. So moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace what? Much more abounded. That as sin has reigned unto death as it does, even so might grace, say it with me, reign through what? Unto eternal what? By Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So anyway, I think we made it through verse 21. How are we feeling so far? Can we praise the Lord? Come on. How are you feeling today? Amen. Come on. You might say, but wait a minute. You said you're doing the whole chapter. Now, Jesus Christ is the what? He's the what? Well, we did 12 through 21 so we could go back to 1 through 11. And we're going to see what's under the tree, baby. Here's what you get because of the unspeakable gift. Here's what you get. Here we go, Raj. The gift that keeps on giving, his name is Jesus. We like to buy gifts, don't we, sometime that last all year long? You ever done that? I'll get them a subscription to a magazine. Thinking we don't throw the magazine in the trash when we get it every month. Y'all ever done that? Say, now, how many already did that for somebody this year? See, I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I'm horrible, man. I'm terrible. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you something. If you make that be like a 20 every month, all year long, we'll take that, won't we say? Absolutely. That 20 ain't going in the trash every month or something like that. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Go back to verse number 1. And we're just going to put the gifts under the tree. Because of the unspeakable gift. You have what? Can you say that with me? I have. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our who? He's the unspeakable gift. I have the peace that passes understanding. I know He'll never leave me nor forsake me. When death comes, I nor you don't have to fear where I'm going. I know the Lord. Absent from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. How much is that worth? Priceless, babe. You got that right. Come on. Number 2, access to God. We have access to God. Now see, Adam, get out of the garden. No more talks in the cool of the day, remember? But guess what? I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. I can talk to Him now, come on. And He walks with me and He talks with me. And He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Unspeakable gift? Come on, we're just getting started. Come on, we're almost done, but there's more packages. How many of you like to open one present? They like 9 of them, but you got, no, I'm good now. I got the one, but they all got your name on it. If they got my name on it, I'm opening them. These have your name on it. Okay? How many fusses because people spend too much on your gift? Come on, be going to get struck if you don't be honest. Come on, here we go. How many sometimes you fuss because people spend too much on you? I'm like that. We don't do that. I'm good. Don't spend all that mess. Aren't you glad Jesus spent that much on you? He shed His precious blood for you. Aren't you glad He didn't go halfway? Say. Praise the Lord. Come on. So you got some good gifts coming. By whom also we have what? By what? Faith into this grace wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope to the glory of God. So we have access. Here's another gift that was in that verse. Look at the gifts. They're piling up. Oh, it'd be sad if you got all those gifts and you never opened them. And you left this world, went to hell, and you didn't receive the unspeakable gift. And inside that gift was all of the kinds of gifts. Wouldn't that be sad? Let's not leave here today and do that. Praise the Lord. Come on. So look at this. We have a glorious hope. And we rejoice in our what? Hope. We have a confidence now that I know when I die, I'm going to heaven. I have a confidence now that I'm not alone today. I'm not preaching alone. I have Him with me, the hope of glory inside of me. How incredible is that? Wow, the unspeakable gift. We have this glorious hope. We're just walking through Romans. Look at us. We have spiritual growth and character. Who gave us that? Jesus, the gift. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Also, knowing that tribulation works what? And patience, experience, and experience, hope. The point is, guys, I don't know about you. When I'm just a sinner, I just keep sinning and I don't have direction in my life. I just don't get better. But because I've been saved, I have His Word. I'm not a good man today because, Gary, you're a good man. Any good that I am today is because God has been good to me. And He's given me His Word, and I've learned how to love a woman. I'm still learning, Kim. Just in case you think, well, anyway. It was God that taught me how to love my young'uns. It was God that teaches me to keep my word, not to lie to you to your face like a dog. Amen, say. Oh, I was good at it. I didn't need no training on that one. Amen, say. Y'all listening or not, or what? How foolish we are to receive the gift of Jesus Christ and the grace of God, and then all of a sudden I have this good character now, I'm living for God, and somehow I did it. Is that dumb or what? Give Him glory for the gift. Amen. Come on. Praise Him for your character that you have. Don't put other people down because they don't have the character you have. Use it as an opportunity to thank Him for the character you've got. And try to help people and reach out and try to help them and mentor and love and care. See if you can't, with the grace of God, and you make a big difference. Amen. Come on. Another gift. Gosh, we're going to cover up the tree, Raj. God's love, and that should say within us. There's my bad writing again. God's love within us. Say that with me. God's love. God's love within us. Look at the scripture. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our what? By the who? Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Which is what? You didn't earn that. No. For when we were yet without strength, look at it, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the who? For us. Beautiful. Isn't that great? God's love. I can love you. I can love you. I can love you. I can walk down through a parade. Hey, God bless you. Love you. Crazy me. I'd have never done that growing up in Rockingham. You kidding me? I'd have been in the truck. Home, 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 home. Parking lot, smoking pot. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's God. Y'all listening or not? It's God, man. God's love now within me. Where'd that come from, Gary? The unspeakable gift. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God, say it with me, commended His love toward, in that while we were yet, Christ died for us. He died for me when death reigned and judgment reigned and condemnation reigned. He died for me knowing all along that boy is racially related to Adam. That's some serious love. That's why I say often, we love Him because He what? And any love I have coming out of me now. And the cool thing is, I can love a lot more. I can do better because of Him. Amen? Come on. Here's another gift. Say it with me. Salvation from... That's pretty good, ain't it? I think y'all should go out to lunch today, go somewhere, spend a lot of money, and celebrate. I'm serious. Honey, we're going all the way. We're getting desserts, whole thing, getting anything you want off the menu. Why? Because I got some serious gifts given to me today. Amen. Isn't that what we do when we get a bonus sometimes? So we get a bonus and we go spend it, don't we? We get something special. You won't get a bonus like this ever. This is incredible. Salvation from God's wrath. Much more than being now what? Justified by His blood, we shall be what? Saved from wrath through Him. Isn't that good? Wow. Look at that. You're wearing me out. So many of them. Reconciliation with God. That relationship with Adam that was broken has been restored. I have a relationship with God. Reconciliation now. The price has been paid. It's what the word mercy means. Say that with me. Mercy. Mercy. It means price paid. Say that. Price paid. That's what the word means. It's all good. You and me are good now, God says. How's that feel? Woo! For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, we were enemies and we've been reconciled by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Amen? We've been reconciled because of Jesus. Relationship with God. It's the last verse, by the way. Here we go. We did it. We made it. Started at 12, went to 21, then went to 1 to 11. And not only so, but we also what? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Come on. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Why did joy become a Christmas saying? And we put it on the balls. And glad tidings of great joy. Here's the joy. We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the what? That's a pretty nice three-letter word, huh? Come on. It's incredible. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. We have relationship with now and Him. For years, the word joy meant to me, it's in the seminary, they teach us the abiding presence of God. But me being a country boy, I always called it this: God lives in my house. Can you say that with me? God lives. One more time. God lives. What's joy to me? It's that God lives in my house. In this old earthen vessel, the Lord would take up room in me. Wow, is that joy unspeakable and full of glory? Amen? Come on. So thanks be to God this morning for His unspeakable gift. Can we praise the Lord this morning? Come on. Come on! Woo! Boy, that was good.